Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, be careful out there when you open that truck door. The wind might just grab it and blow it off the side of your truck. Daryl Carpenter's with us. Daryl, how's the winds blowing down there in Grand Isle?
Oh, God, man, it's horrendous, dude. Well, we're getting gusts above 25, 30. It's been that way all week. What are we going to talk about? You want to know my worst adversary?
I do. I was going to ask you that. Yeah, what is it?
Is that wind.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I think it might vary from location to location. You know, I had Captain Robin text me. He says a west wind. Now, west wind in some areas, they like it, but most areas along the coast, west wind is a kiss of death because it means an approaching front and dirty water and the water's running out. But, you know, to some people, it's other things, you know, fog and gnats. And I have yet to have anybody say it's too hot to fish. Now, some said it was too cold, but nobody says it's too hot.
Well, Don, look, as long as it's less than 10 and I can go where I want to go, I'll put up with the other adversities. But I don't mind pitting my wits against those fish any given day of the week, as long as I'm able to do that. It's when Mother Nature makes me fish where Mother Nature's going to let me fish. Then that throws everything else out of the window.
Well, how far back do we have to go to where fishing was considered good or even normal?
Oh, well, I mean, God, I think about that. And, I mean, it's every year we complain about the winds. And I don't even remember what normal was. Because I think if we were to go back and play some old tapes, I think every year this time of the year we're complaining about wind. It's our biggest thing is the lack of estuary. You know, we used to have canals and stuff like that that we could run into. Now we've got to go 12, 15 miles to find a canal. So that's our biggest thing. I've been listening to your show all morning, and we've been talking. Everybody's been talking about clean water this and clean water that. The thing that I have seen remarkable since we're now mostly wide open bay and wide open gulf is how fast our water does clean up. You know, a couple of good incoming tides, and even in the last two or three weeks, I've been amazed that it's not taking that much to find some clean water. Whether you got to run east or west, you know, we've been doing a lot of stuff over to the east toward Plaquemines Parish. And I just looked at with all this rain, and then the next 10 days, they're predicting an 8 to 10 foot rise on the Mississippi River. So, you know, a lot of the stuff we've been fishing to the east is going to probably be put off the list here for a little bit until that river calms down. And we'll just have to run west to look for some clean water and look for our reefs and stuff over there and try to find some fish stacked on them.
We've been talking about that offshore sheephead run. Of course, that's going to be definitely out on days like today and tomorrow and maybe even in the next week. How long do you figure that might continue? Historically, how long does that last before they come back inside?
Well, Don, historically, it's running late. I mean, usually that peaks in March. And, you know, we've seen that everything's running a little bit late this year. You know, our shrimp are just starting to come in. Our little brown shrimp are just starting to show up in our trawls. It's hard to say how long it's going to last. Like you and I discussed earlier this week, it's going to last until they spit the last of those eggs out. And when once they've, you know, once their spawning has taken place, then they're going to start working their way back into the marshes. Hard to predict when that's going to be. Like I said, it's running late already. It's lasted later into the year than it normally does.
Now, getting back to the sheephead, that's the one fish here in Louisiana. We have no limits, no size limits, no creel limits. Over all your years of fishing, have you seen a decline, an increase, or pretty much status quo on sheephead populations?
There was a little bit of a decline probably 4 or 5 years ago, but it seemed like they were on the rebound. Judging, we'll have to wait. It's not fair to judge on this spawn because, I mean, it's like literally shooting fish in a barrel. Once this spawn's over with, I believe, and they start disseminating back into the marsh and stuff, that'll tell us how thick they are. But right now, like I said, if you can get out there, if you don't mind cleaning them, until they finish that spawn, it's literally shooting fish in a barrel. You find a close-in rig, one, you know, 2 miles off the coast, and it's going to be stacked full of sheephead.
Got it. Well, Darryl, we got you on my website if people want to find out how to get in touch with you. But why don't you tell us about your website and your phone number if people are interested in coming down to Grand Isle and telling them what's available as far as dates and times and what they can catch.
Oh, yes, sir. Like I said, I'm on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, or you can do RealScreamers.com, or just pick up the phone. Like I said, last week we certainly had more time than usual to talk fishing. 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Good talking to you as always. We'll catch up with you next week, hopefully on a less windy situation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Don. Y'all have a good day.
All righty. There he goes, Captain Darryl Carpenter.